didn't really work. That's the wine I'm not drinking and the water I am drinking. Yeah. Sorry to say, everybody.
You are too scared. All right.
Yeah, I've been finding wine's giving me headaches. It's,
oh,
it's
that's all right. Shocking.
I think I just had so much of it in my life that maybe it's just reached tipping point. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe I've just been overdoing the whiskey. Who knows? But
don't know. It could be preservatives in there. I think we chatted about that
last time. I think maybe just because I guess obviously the whiskey is, well, there's not that much crap in there. It's just
alcohol
and
pure business.
So maybe that's all I can handle anymore. Just pure distilled awesomeness. Maybe that's it. I don't know. So
okay. So you baked your ass off.
Baked my ass off. You mean sauced me off?
Yeah, that's it. You got really saucy on the weekend.
Saucy. Yeah. Yeah. This episode sponsored by Timmy Feedy Satay. I still have 30 odd jars that I need to take them around and deliver them to people because people aren't very proactive at coming around to my house and getting it. Not that I've actually made the offer that could happen, but
there's some. Have you thought of the little boutique-y fine wine and Providore places offering them?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few shops I could take them into in Glebe that I kind of know them a little bit, so I might just drop a few jars off there.
Yeah.
But I just want to get it around my friends at the moment, see what they think of it and all that sort of stuff. So I just need to do a little run and drop them off to people. So.
Well, that huge jar that you shared with me, I've shared with everyone.
Yeah,
I haven't even had any. I've just
been a little,
nibble here and there.
Oh, yeah. I emptied out a jar at work and got some corn chips out and got people to try it. So that got well received. So,
but then, as you said previously on a podcast, you should really only be eating about 6 nuts a day, not the whole bloody jar.
Yeah, I suppose a whole jar might be a bit excessive. But I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, it's got unrefined, you know, coconut sugar in it, and that's any sugar really.
Yeah.
So. It's just sugar, vinegar, nuts and chilli. So a shitload of chilli this time. That batch there is quite spicy. That one. So
excellent.
It's quite exciting.
Well,
so
I might go to Christie or I might take it to Brisbane.
Oh, Brizzy, yeah. There's two jars up there at the moment.
Well, okay.
Winging their way up there today.
Well, my friend the magistrate, she's quite a good cook, so I think I'll gift it to her.
Nice.
Yep,
nice.
And she actually comes back to Sydney, so she might invest in some more.
Well, I'm going to try. I mean, I've got another like 150 jars or maybe more, but I can do a batch of about 50 in one go in my massive saucepan. And now I've got my massive wooden spoon, I can actually stir it properly without burning myself and stuff. So, so I'm going to try and do that every couple of weeks. But it's about $200 for me to make a batch each time. So
that's all right.
Yeah, but I'm in massive money saving mode at the moment.
I know.
Well, not actually money saving, it's not, I've got no fucking choice. And my rent's so much that I'm just a bit fucked. It's like, oh Jesus. So that's a bit of a shock. But anyway.
Yeah, but how good do you feel?
It is good. I was trying to weigh up the, is it better that I've got less money, but I'm happy where I'm living?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it better that I had more money, but I wasn't very
happy
where I was living? Well, no, yeah, gadgets. I mean, I'm gadgeted out. There's nothing really I can buy anymore. Yeah. I actually do need a new computer at some point, but anyway.
Oh, so do I.
But, yeah, but it's one of those, I'm trying to weigh it up at the moment. Well, it's not that I've got a choice. I've already fucking made the decision. I'm out of sense.
Oh, but you've got people that are potentially going to come and move in.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. That's what I'm trying to weigh up at the moment. Yeah. Do I want to live with someone else and make it a bit easier?
I don't really,
so I'm trying to just hold off at the minute, but I don't know, it's one of those weird things. It's like, even though more money's going out, it's still kind of all right, but then it's the extra stress of that whole thing.
Well, yeah, money does give you, the one thing that I think's fantastic about money is it does give you freedom.
Yeah, I guess freedom and a little bit of security, I suppose, which, and a bit less potential stress, because
That's the freedom. Freedom. Well, that's the freedom aspect.
Yeah.
You're free from the stress, so and you can do what you want.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. But I mean, if I've gone completely mad and stressed out in about a month, you know, it hasn't gone very well.
Darling.
No, it's all right though. It's all good.
You'll be fine. Worst comes to worst, it's if summer ever does hit. That's peak season for you to find, even if it's temporary accommodation for travellers.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't want to do that. No. It would have to be someone I knew, I think, because,
okay,
yeah, random.
All
is
your,
like,
all your equipment, okay.
Oh, well, yeah, that, and I don't know, I just wouldn't want to be that sociable in case they start bringing people around and shit. Oh, I need to find someone who isn't very sociable. It's tricky.
You and I could never live together.
No, actually, to be honest, part of me is like, oh, maybe I should live with someone a bit more sociable because it forced me to be a bit more sociable. So there is that kind of side to it. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, maybe that would work. But yeah. So maybe it wouldn't be too bad. But yeah. Anyway, I still haven't had anyone round apart from you and my mate Pete. That's it. So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good,
Pete.
Though.
Your mate Pete.
My mate Pete. Yeah,
hey, so I've got something brewing in the fridge that I'll be able to share with you.
What is it?
Oh, I'm making my pickles.
Oh, pickles.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like a nice pickle.
Yeah, bread and butter pickles.
Oh, I've got some.
So I'm going to jar them. I'm going to jar them tomorrow. So I'll throw them in the cupboard, and when I get back from our mini break, I'll give you some.
How long do you need to sit them?
At least a couple of weeks. Yeah. That's what I prefer.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
Oh, that's cool.
Haven't
done it
for ages.
Yeah, it's quite a cool thing. Just pickle lots of stuff. It's
yeah,
really good
well
for you as
well.
I'll
show
so.
You. I've got the Cornersmith book over there. It's a cafe in Marrickville, and they do pickling courses. And Sarah and Saba got that for my birthday a couple of years ago. So I want to work my way through that.
And how do you make bread and butter pickles? I assume it isn't just bread and butter with vinegar.
That's what you use with them afterwards.
All right, bread and butter on pickles. I've never tried that.
Yeah, yummy.
Is that good?
Oh, these, what goes really well with these is the Mercy Valley cheese, the classic, because it's quite soft. Soft, just on a cracker with the pickles because they're... I'm salivating thinking about it.
I have nice cheese. I have bread and butter pickles that I bought, like fancy ones because they were on offer.
Yeah.
And I have bread. I was going to have beans on toast. Maybe I'll have that as well. Ultimate treat.
Oh, not the fucking beans again.
Oh, I love beans. I hadn't even thought about that.
Anyway, so I'm moving on as we're running away as fast as I can. In this recipe, use the Lebanese. All right, don't take it out the table. I use two different types of vinegar, apple cider vinegar, normal vinegar. There's a bit of sugar in there. There's
you do
brown
need
sugar.
A little bit, I think.
So you've got to have that. That's vinegary
sweetness. Yeah, the sweet and sour kind of.
Yeah, that's right. And mustard seeds, celery seeds, turmeric, a few other things. Yeah.
It's super good for you to eat them as well, especially with all that stuff in there, like the apple cider vinegar and the turmeric
and
all that stuff.
Yeah, and so what you do is you chop up your cucumbers evenly.
Normal size big cucumber or like
the same thickness, the Lebanese long ways.
Or like the thin long ways slices. Oh, okay.
No.
Or it can be just like a little... Oh, like that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And mix it in with, I didn't have enough red onion, so I did a combination of red and brown and cover it in, put a bit of salt in there, and leave it in the fridge for a day. And then you make your broth, the mixture. On the stove. And while you're doing that, sterilize the jars and whack it on the, you just fill the jars with the cucumber and the onion and
pour your liquid into it.
Yeah.
Do you have to get the liquid to a set temperature?
Oh, you've got to just dissolve the sugar. There's brown and white sugar in there. Am I getting really fuzzy?
No,
not yet.
No, sorry. Give it time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, turn into Diana Ross. Yeah. A big wigger. Get wiggy with it.
Well, I'm excited to try them. That's very good. I'll finish my other pickles first. Yep. I'll smash through those.
Yeah, excellent.
Maybe that's this weekend. Yone's
mum, I sent a jar home with her. She ended up... she ate the lot in one sitting just with the jar and a fork.
Oh, nice.
That's the best compliment ever.
That is very good. Yeah. I don't think I'm quite there yet with pickles just by themselves. I need to have them with something, I think. Because I didn't
Mercy
used to
Valley.
Like it when I was younger, but yeah, cheese.
Mercy Valley.
Or in a nice burger or something. Oh,
yeah.
Well, my friend's butchers, Millins, Free Range Butchers, which I'm sure I've talked about, they won best burger in New South Wales at few days ago at the Butcher Awards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
best snaggies and burgers.
Yeah, the best pork sausages and best something else as well. And then, yeah, the burger mix that they do, the patties that they sell. Best
fantastic.
In New South Wales. So that's very exciting.
We're going to have to get there.
They've gone into the international, the whatever you call it, all the country. I don't know what you call that.
International competition?
Not international, but just in Australia rather than just New South Wales.
National.
Yeah, that's the word. So they've gone through
I
to
think
that
you're
now,
tired so. And I'm a bit tired, so we're going to be a bit special again
I
tonight,
spent
aren't we?
10 minutes this morning looking for my bag. It was just on the floor in my bedroom, just literally right there. I was looking in cupboards and it was literally, I even stepped over it to look into a cupboard.
Yeah, I've done some weird things, but we're not going to talk about
it. I've not CBD dosed today, so maybe that's it.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's what it could be.
I was slightly more angry at work today, so that's probably it. I don't know.
Oh, are you running low? So you're rationing?
No, I just forgot. I normally take a little dose in the morning, and I'm just really mellow through work all day. So, but I didn't today, so I was a bit more pent up.
Yeah,
my computer was going slow. Oh, I was working on it.
Maybe it would go slow every day, but you're a bit slower, so it's okay.
Yeah, maybe that's it. But I mean, it was like a 14 gig file, Photoshop file. Which
oh
is
well,
insane.
Go and have pack. Yeah. Bake a cake in the kitchen.
I pretty much had to. It was ridiculous. At one point, the whole thing just went black and just shut down. It just turned off. It was like, no, I can't handle it. And it just turned itself off. Yeah, it's fucked.
What the hell were you... Was that a burger?
No, these like frozen drinks. It is pretty epic piece of retouching, even if I do say so myself.
Did you just throw a hammer into it?
No. I mean, they did all this like splashing of ice things and water drops flying everywhere, and I've had to comp all that together. And like the three drinks are like chinking together with people holding it, and I've had to make it all like fully layered and logos with ice crystals on them. And it's pretty hectic. Yeah, it's like a week of retouching.
Wow,
it's mental. But that it could have been like 3 days if I had a fast computer. That I think. But anyway,
I'm just making reference to that. What was that smoothie frappe thing?
Yeah,
years
with
ago.
The splashing in there. Yeah,
throwing, mandarins and hammers try and get the splash, and then the splash that the client liked looked like a vagina.
Yes, we had that. We were doing splashes the other day with something, and it had the same problem. I think it's just a thing that happens. So, and then we've got these chicken tender things, and one of the account managers there just convinced they just all look like dicks. And we had one that looked very much like a dick, and she's like, no, you've got to change it.
Oh,
we
no.
just think it's just on our mind all the time. I don't know.
saucier us.
Yeah, so
that's
it's
funny.
Anyway.
What else did you get up to? Have you seen any movies? I know you went to see Venom and you said that.
No, I didn't even go and see it.
Oh.
But apparently it is worth seeing just for Tom Hardy's performance as Venom, because he's supposed to be amazing. But
it's terrible.
The rest of the film's a big pile of shit, apparently. Like, it's really badly... It's not badly shot, but the script is awful. And this goes a bit CGI crazy towards the end. And it's... Sony shouldn't do Marvel movies. Every time they've done one, they've fucked it up, basically. And this is the one time they decided to go off and do it themselves. And it was like, no, you should have just given it to Marvel to do. Cause,
oh, no.
Yeah, so... But apparently Tom Hardy's amazing in it. But he's amazing in everything. Mm. So, it's just his play on the two characters and stuff.
Well, I don't know what the Marvel
They
characters.
Were talking about it because he was getting possessed by this alien entity sort of thing. That's how it works. And while that was happening... It was like talking in his head to him. And what he did was he recorded all the lines for Venom and then he had them playing in his ear at the right time so that he was actually hearing the thing in his head happening as you were hearing it on screen.
I would have thought that they would have done that anyway. So you're on cue.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess so. But this is something that he started doing. And he did it in that film where he played the two Kray brothers as well.
Oh,
and so he was playing the opposite lines to that, and he had the same idea for that. Apparently that's something that he brought into it, so yeah, quite interesting. But I mean, I'll probably watch it when it comes out and it's free, but
yeah,
like on Netflix or something.
Did you watch Maniac?
Not yet. No, I need to. I haven't really had much time. I've been cooking sauce and then I did updated my website and did all that finally and got my satay recipes all collated. Well, I say all, there's like two of them, but so I had to take the other ones off because it gave away the recipe. I had to take those off. But so I was doing all the web stuff and then computer games, basically, racing my mates and my brother and his mates in England. It was quite a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's all I've really done. But yeah, not really watched much stuff, really.
Okay.
So yeah, in terms of Netflixy, not really. Watched the Joe Rogan stand-up special. That was quite good.
Yeah.
That came out last week, so that was good. Did I mention it last time? I don't know, but that's worth watching. That's called Strange Times. That's very funny.
Mm.
Talks about vegan cats and things. And
okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it takes piss out of vegans quite a lot. But
I might watch that tonight for a little bit.
Yeah.
You saw that. What's his name?
Who is it?
I just don't want to pull the
pull the thing out of the headphones.
Jim Jefferies.
Oh yeah, Jim Jefferies on tour. Yeah. I saw that. He's quite funny. I've never seen him live though. But
well, I immediately thought of you because he uses the C word just as much as you do.
Yeah, he does. He is quite controversial as a comic.
He's very controversial. I don't know some of the. Half the stuff I like, but then I think, oh, you've pushed it a little bit too far. There's no need to be that outlandish.
That cunty.
Yeah. But, and look at you, you're smiling even more now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird thing with comics because I guess the idea is to kind of provoke a response of some sort. And being a comedian, it allows you to almost play in a character to say these things that you don't necessarily mean them yourself, but you're playing this character that does want to say these things. So, but it's hard to know. Do you really mean it, or are you just trying to be funny? And so it's hard to really know. So sometimes they might say something, and you just think, "Oh, it's a bit much." Or you know, the Daniel Sloss one—he gets pretty dark and says some stuff. And again, you don't know if it's being a character or if he really believes it, or you know, I don't know. But
yeah, it's about and you as the audience about how inappropriate you feel about laughing at certain things when he's making the remarks about his sister
who had
special needs and. However, he put a really positive light on that, you know. So I think that was a good approach to have.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is quite a good one, that one. But
We went to Oktoberfest, which was the...
Ah, the drinking. Drinky drinkies.
Drinky drinky, music, dancey dancey.
Oh, very nice.
Laughy laughy.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, there's this Sydney comedian called Dave Eastgate, and he's got a band called... Dave Eastgate and the Boner Contention.
Oh, nice.
he describes himself as heavy metal comedy or no hair metal.
Okay.
So he's kind of got this, he says he's portraying Axl Rose, but he's bald.
Okay.
And his outfit, I should have shown you before.
My mate Scotty at work like that. He loves heavy metal and he's also got no hair.
Oh, it was the funniest thing. It took us a bit to get there, but it was very well worth the $45 just to see him perform. Yeah. We were downstairs seeing another band called the Cruising Deuces, and they'd wrapped up their rockabilly, honky tonk, really tight, stuff, really, yeah. really cool. The double bass player had just had another operation on his liver, I think, and he and
due
he's
to
there
excessive play- drinking, or?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a honky tonk way, isn't it?
So whiskey and rock and roll and
but he even pulled his shirt open and showing. He said, "Oh, I've still got the staples in," and. But yeah, right, very, very impressive. They were great. They finished and we went upstairs and up to the main part at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville.
Okay, I was going to ask where, Factory Theatre.
And
I like it there.
And cool. This guy's on the stage and I think, I can't help but laugh automatically. His outfit in itself had jeans with tassels on either side, and as soon as he turned around, I was like, oh, I'm blind. my eyes are bleeding. He turned them into chaps, and then he had a G-string with just small strings that are going around to keep things intact.
Oh, no.
And bending over a couple of times, oh, God. And not a very tight set of cheeks either.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Yeah, it was shocking.
It's different squats, mate. Come on now.
Deadlifts. But he's just so funny. All his songs are pretty outrageous, but then it's all the ad lib stuff. He because there were droves of people that were coming up, so he's like, "Oh, where have all you guys been? You know, we've been performing for a while, we're almost done." And I said, "Oh, you've been downstairs." And he's, "Oh, you've been downstairs at that fucking hipster thing, that fucking hipster thing with, you know, all the inner west people are, oh, these guys are so cool, we've got to go see this band, and that's why we're here to see that band." And then someone in the crowd said, "So where do you live?" And he said, "Parramatta Road." But then he was so clever and so quick. He said, "So my address is something like 79 to 81 Parramatta Road. The easiest way for you to get there, if you're driving from the city, you'll have to take a right turn here and then you have to do a turn around again. I do live near a bus zone, so you've got to actually be mindful of the times that the buses are going to be there. But if it is in the times the bus zone, you've actually got to hang another left just after the bus and then hang another left. And there's some parking around there." And he went on and on and on about giving everyone directions to get to his house.
To
have a segue that he's an inner westy guy as well. It was very, very funny. And one of the songs he sang, he introduced it. He said, "Right, so sometimes I like to study things or people or situations that have got nothing to do with me, and then I'll write a song about it." So here's the song called "Little Dick." It's singing away, and it's quite hilarious. And referring it to a what are those tiny little sausages?
Cocktail.
No, chipolatas.
Chipolata.
And he screamed out to everyone in the crowd, said, "Join in with the chorus," and Yogi Bear is screaming out, "Little dick." He said, "Join in the chorus if you've got a little dick." And Yogi Bear is going, "Little dick." And he said, points right, looks at him, stops the music, says, liar, is that your partner next to you?" And I think, oh God. And he said, "You're a liar. No one with the little dick's going to scream out little dick. And your partner is thinking, what the fuck else is he lying about?" So stuff like that. And I was reading this interview that he had, which was quite funny. He basically said that he has a life of excess on a budget. Instead of taking cocaine and spending $400 on cocaine and hookers, he said he prefers to go for chicken filet burger with extra salt and extra cheese and a Pepsi. He said, "If you don't want to pay $400 for a gram of baby laxatives mixed with glucose powder and dental anaesthetic, then KFC is the way to go. And you get the exhilarating high and the crashing low as well."
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So he was like that the whole way through, engaging with the crowd and terribly funny. And I bought a T-shirt. So they did, as a part of the Sydney Comedy Festival, they had a show called Rock and Roll Glory Hole World Tour. So I'm going to give you this T-shirt to have a read.
Okay.
I bought it for read out some of the places. Read out some of the places on the back. Yes.
Rock and Roll Glory Hole World Tour.
Mm.
North America, Whiskey Dick Mountain, Norbone, Washington, Wet Beaver Creek. Probe, Utah.
So they're
French Lick, Indiana. Are these all real places?
They are real places. They actually
Wet Wang, Yorkshire, Sluts Hole Lane, Norfolk. Do they actually go to these places, or are these just things they've made up in terms of?
They did a search to see what the filthiest places.
Middle Intercourse Island, Queensland. Jesus.
Rooty Hills on there, of course, from New South Wales.
Cunter in Switzerland. Typical, I found that one. Shaft in Maryland. God.
And look at the logo on the front. I think you'd be impressed. So it's got a skull.
Yeah, so it's instead of crossbones, it's cross willies.
Yeah. Cross boners.
Cross boners. Jesus.
So I had
it's
to
one
buy
of those things people wouldn't actually notice at first. Wear it and people
right.
just won't.
It is
be
quite
like, oh,
subtle.
Yeah.
It is quite subtle. So I bought that for the boyfriend. He'd gone off to Back to Funk to see Meme and all those guys, and I had to buy it. And then I was hanging out with the Shortses, and I said, "I've got to go. Got a little houndy. I've got to get back to. I was waiting for my Uber, and they the guys came back, Dave and his Pierre, his guitarist. And I said, "Hey, you guys are brilliant." I said, "Represent," waving the t-shirt. "Oh, thank you so much for your support." So they are at Frankie's Pizza every Tuesday night, and they they have karaoke, rock and roll karaoke there. Steve got so drunk, he actually got up on stage and did it that night.
Oh, really?
But I'd gone by then, but I'm yet to see the recording. Oh, apparently it did was quite filmed. Well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the problem now with like video cameras and on your phone. Like, you just can't get away with
there's
shit
no,
now.
No, there's like, no privacy.
Jesus. Like back in the day, for me, it would have been terrible. God. Yeah, Jesus.
In your
I'd just be on hiatus. Facebook straight away. Yeah, God.
Mm.
I've had some moments. Especially with karaoke. Jesus.
No, I don't do that. We've talked about that. Don't get me on. It's you with the beans, me with the karaoke.
Oh, really?
Let's move along.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, don't. I just don't like it.
You don't like karaoke? No, well, the last time I did it,
people sing and they think that they sing, but they're tone deaf.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
No, it's not good
terrible.
At all.
It's
not
shit.
Pleasurable.
No.
Mm.
Well, I agreed last time I did it, this is probably one only time I did it. I didn't even sing. I did that Kung Fu fighting song with everybody was that one.
Oh, but that's more speaking.
No, but I didn't even sing. I managed to get my mates up on stage to sing, and I just did the Kung Fu moves.
Well,
it was great.
You said you were a part ninja.
I got barred after that from the place. Well, that might have been to do with the 70 pence vodkas.
Oh, very wow.
Yeah, student union bar, Winchester so Art
haven't,
College.
So haven't been able to drink vodka since?
No. I've always been able to destroy myself in vodka and keep going back to it. It's amazing. Oh,
would you like some?
No.
I've got some in the freezer.
No, it's all right. I better not. I should just leave a bottle of whiskey at your place. Really,
it's actually Vodka O, which is organic.
Oh, organic?
Yep. I'll pour you some. If you don't like it, I'll drink it.
I don't really drink it neat, but...
On ice?
Maybe. I mean, I guess it's like whiskey, but just clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, kind of.
I don't get a hangover on it.
I used to drink it a lot when I was younger. Look at the bottle it's in. That's a bit mad.
Yeah, because the other one's too tall. So I painted that.
Oh, right. I was like, that's some very just minimalist branding, but it's just, it's your own bottle.
It's too boring.
Oh, okay, yeah. And that makes sense.
Yeah. Do you want some ice?
Yeah, I'll have a bit of ice.
Do you want to talk about the Star Wars?
Oh, that wasn't the Star Wars thing, but never mind. So there's a Star Wars thing going on. Powerhouse Museum in Sydney opened 16th November 2018 for anyone listening to this in the future. I don't even know what it's about. It's just some sort of exhibition, really.
Yeah, it's all the costumes.
All right, costumes, pictures, I guess. Darth Vader will be there. I made that up. You can turn up with your Princess Leia. Can you buy that? The costume? No. Jesus.
Do you want to wear it?
No. I'll probably look quite good in it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure what it's about, but just if you like Star Wars, maybe get down there and check it out. It's still Star Wars Identities. That's too much vodka. I've got to drive. Jesus. Yeah, that's basically it, really. I mean, check it out. I imagine you can go to the Powerhouse website and find out what it's actually about, because I don't think it's a particularly informative thing.
Oh,
it doesn't
funny.
Fucking say. It's just pictures. It doesn't say what it's about. It just said there's an article about Star Wars with some, you know, writing. I'm not going to read that. And then that's not it. Yeah, it doesn't actually say what it's about, but, you know, get down there and check it out.
You'll be surprised.
Is it just me, or is it just not tell you what it's actually about? It doesn't.
No, but it would be that there's a cool graphic.
Yeah, there's a very, very cool graphic of Darth Vader on the front. So,
all the planes in there.
Yeah, that is very cool. It's a nice bit of photoshopping.
You can take that. Oh, it'd be all the props and all the costumes, I dare say. Okay, so We went to... It's great, isn't it? Mm. You won't get a headache either.
No, yeah, I'll probably get drunk though.
Well, I might have to... I have got a little bit of puttanesca sauce left.
Puttanesca?
Have you had that before? Slutty pasta?
Slutty pasta?
Mm.
Pasta, sorry.
It's Nigella Lawson's recipe. Ah. So you start off with... what do you start off with? Olive oil. Get that going on a medium heat. Anchovies. Then I love them. Once they've almost melted into the pan, then you throw in capers, jalapenos.
Oh, Jesus.
Black olives.
Olives and capers aren't really my thing, but
It's very salty, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, salt with salt.
Yeah, it's lovely. But tomato, parmesan.
Just a bit more salt.
It's super yummy though. Steve was a little bit hesitant, and he had two servings.
Oh yeah, okay. I made a very good carbonara on Friday.
Yum.
Like the perfect, proper, traditional, proper carbonara. It was fucking epic. Even if I do say so myself, it was very good.
I haven't had a carbonara for years.
But it was like a proper, just literally fry up the pancetta or whatever in the pan. And that's basically it. And then with loads of oil. And then you just whisk your eggs in a separate bowl. Mm. And then you just turn the heat off on the pan, cook the pasta, put the pasta into the pan, pour the eggs through, toss it and serve it.
No mushies?
No, that's not a proper carbonara.
Oh.
I'm talking like proper traditional Italian.
But do you put seafood with it?
No.
No?
No.
They're just twists on it.
Yeah, so if you said that to an Italian, they'd probably verbally abuse you.
Well, that's what I love about the puttanesca. It's only, six ingredients. It's pure simplicity. Garlic as well. And
carbonara is just bacon, oil, cheese, eggs. That's basically it. And then the pasta. I mean, I put a bit of fresh parsley in, which is quite nice. And then
that's what you...
Caramelised onions are quite good through it as well. Just like caramelise them and just toss that through as well. That's quite good. But you can add all sorts to it. I mean, leeks are really good with it as well.
I guess a lot of people use it as a base, don't they?
Yeah. But the real traditional, it's like super simple, like minimal ingredients. And the egg, it doesn't really cook. It kind of cooks through, but it just goes all silky and nice and it emulsifies with the oil and you get this. Oh, it's really good. Yeah, it's very nice. Love. Yeah, but it's not really good for you. But
no.
It's just bacon and pasta. That's it, really. It's two really bad things for you, especially in combination. So.
Yeah, oh well. I only live once. May as well go out like Elvis.
Oh yeah, fuck it. It's so good. It was very, very good. But, yeah.
Nice.
Yes, so that's good.
Have you been cooking lots at home?
Yeah, well, that's the other bonus about living... my place is I just come home and I think, oh, I'll just cook this and just cook something up. Yeah. So that is quite good. I do enjoy that.
Mm.
So, yeah. I'm having to cook slightly less fancy things.
Yeah. Well,
I can't blow like $90 on a bit of steak or something. But
I nearly fell off my perch when you told me how much you paid for that pork.
Oh, the pork?
$60 for the...
I think it was $80.
Oh.
Yeah. But it lasted me all week. So it was like,
and it was
eight
it tasted
or nine meals.
Absolutely
oh, it was beautiful pork. Melted, yeah, melted and the crackling was perfect, and I got a lot of meals out of it. So it does. I mean, it probably worked out $10 a meal or something
For
really good free range, good pork. So
that's it, free range as well.
And it was. I mean, it was fucking massive. It was a bit too much, huge. Really. But I should have just frozen some of it.
You were stingy with the tiny slice that you gave me.
Oh, you could have had as much as you wanted. I was just giving you a little bit to taste. You could have literally... I should have sent you off with some because I didn't need to eat that much fucking pork.
But next time I'll just tell you, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, with me and food, it's like, yeah, have as much as you want. So
I just like teasing you.
That's terrible. Yeah. No, it was good. But yeah. Cooking, yeah, just loads of that. It's been very good. So I need to start filming myself. I thought maybe the next time we do this, I might... set up the camera and actually cook while we
podcast.
And
we can have a chat.
And you can sit in the kitchen with the mic on you. And I'll set up the Zoom with the wide mic on it. Because I think you can still do that. It might sound a bit weird, but, you know, it's all right. And then I'll just cook and you chat on the mic. And I'll chat through that mic.
Yeah, sounds great.
I think it'll work. And I'll set up the other camera close to the thing. Because that's got a mic on it as well. And then it'll just be a real head fuck to edit, but... With all the different sounds and stuff. But it should be all right. But yeah, I thought it was worth a try.
Yeah,
and then we'll
it.
Just cook something simple, but maybe...
What are you going to make?
I haven't actually thought that far ahead, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. I'll have a think and decide. But something that's doable in about 40 minutes or something so that I can cook and prep and do all that while we're going and then get it going. And then
I would actually like to see you make your scrambled eggs on your other podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I tried your recipe.
Yeah, what went wrong with yours then?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
So it just went all mushy or something? Or,
yeah.
I mean, the consistency is very different to how you would have eggs normally. Like, you don't cook them as... cook them through as much. So
well, I usually do it like that, so they're a bit glossy.
Yeah.
But I add Dijon mustard and things.
Did you do that with your one when you tried my version?
I don't know. I'll have to try again.
Because you can't, like, literally, you don't add
anything.
It's salt.
I don't think I did.
You don't pepper it till the end, and you only use butter. You don't use anything else. You don't use milk or anything. So they go very rich, though. Some people don't like it. It's a very different way. It's like a really rich... scrambled egg kind of thing because they go all creamy and that kind of
beautiful.
Unctuous kind of thing. So
it
yeah,
brings out the proper flavors instead of it ending up all dry and
And I mean, the slower you cook them, the more flavor you get, and also the creamier they go. So people think you need to add cream or milk, but you don't.
And cheese,
you don't need any of that. But it's nice. I mean, cheese is good in scrambled eggs.
Yeah, but fit for a lactate.
Like my omelette as well. That's good. Oh, that's very good. I'd do that, but doing that on camera, I'd probably fuck it up. But to be honest, that's half the fun, like, because you do fuck shit up sometimes. And
You know what?
I'm kind of thinking that's what it should be about. It's just me basically fucking stuff up.
Yeah, people want real experiences. Mm. Things can be too polished.
I always make mistakes or do something stupid and be like, oh fuck. But then sometimes
if you show those experiences, that is more encouraging to other people than confident cookers.
Well, I think. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people get... a lot of people, they'll cook and they'll fuck it up and then they'll get put off and they just won't when that's why they don't enjoy it and they keep making mistakes. But I keep telling them, no, you kind of have to make the mistakes because then you learn and you go from there and you learn what to do next time. And so you shouldn't be afraid to fuck stuff up. Yeah, because I always do. Like, I always make little mistakes and... something won't work quite so well, and then the next time you do it differently. And
yeah, but also sometimes you do it differently, and it's better.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's always
it's good to experiment,
a way to improve it, definitely. So
yeah.
My mate always had a theory that the third time you cook something would be the perfect. It would take at least two or three goes to get it right. So the first time you do it, you'll be kind of it will go well, but then. Maybe something won't quite work as you wanted it to, or you know, something like that. And the second time you refine it, and the third time you've got it nailed. So,
like me with my first time risotto experience.
Oh yeah, did that go well?
No.
Oh really?
We've spoken about it. Took the first time an hour and a half.
Oh yeah, that's not right.
Yeah. No, I nailed it the next time, but it took me a couple of years to do it again.
With the risotto, it was the other way around. First time it was perfect, and then I started overthinking it, and it went off and got really shit for a while, and then I. Kind of found it again, but
I did a really yummy sage, pumpkin, and pine nut one.
Oh, that's
gorgeous.
Good.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, that is. I love those flavors. I do that with gnocchi sometimes, and that's always really nice.
Oh, that's maybe what you can make
that gnocchi one. Do you like gnocchi?
Love it.
Who was I talking to that didn't like gnocchi? Someone was saying they didn't like it.
Well, just don't talk to them anymore.
Yeah, who was it? I can't remember who it was.
That's
they didn't
weird.
Like it.
How
I was
like I like it when it's light and fluffy, not hard though. Some people...
Yeah, see, for me, it depends. You've got to buy the right sort. Like, if you buy you need to get the fresh gnocchi rather than the one that isn't fresh, as it were, because that's the chewier one. But I almost prefer the chewier one sometimes. I don't know. But I could do a pasta thing. I mean, I could do my carbonara if you want, because that's a pretty simple thing. But I might make it a fancy carbonara.
Okay.
Maybe. You just do, like, leeks and mushrooms and all that shit in it. Maybe.
And I'll just walk 20Ks before I eat it.
Well, it's only got egg in it, so it's not got cream or anything. So
I'm joking.
It's but yeah, you could walk 20Ks. Yeah. Yeah.
What have I done today? Guess.
12,000 kilometers steps.
She's been She's been flying. No.
How many?
So I've done 18,000.
Oh, Jesus. That's good.
I've 144 done. Steps, which with my stride is 13.2 Ks.
That's good.
I've walked to Stanmore and back today.
3,684 steps. But I was standing up all day on my desk, so yeah. I guess that counts. I didn't really walk around. I did a lot of pacing while I was waiting for the computer to fucking do shit. But anyway, huffing and puffing and trying to tell people that they should give me a better computer. Yeah. I don't think they picked up on that. So.
Oh, that's funny. We went to a really interesting, amazing exhibition, interactive.
Sorry. I'm going to move that over there because I'll just get drunk otherwise. Okay. It's very nice vodka, though.
Mm. The Museum of Faces that we drove past that you didn't get to catch.
Oh, yes.
It was an interactive, immersive experience.
Is that in Redfern?
Yeah, it's finished now, unfortunately. Okay. It finished on Sunday. We actually planned to go back, but it just didn't happen. You know how things just don't turn out that way sometimes. But we did go there with Sugar on the politics day. They had a theme for each day and they had a question for you. So you sat in front of a
camera. For me or generally the...
The people who participated and you'd be... You asked a question, you had to sit still and you got filmed. And so this creature, it's a 12-headed creature with really big heads on it, and you get recorded. It's amazing. Yeah. And the front part of it is kind of like an organ, and you press the buttons and that will activate the different heads, and you can do multiple. You can two faces were just making sounds, so I was hitting one making sounds and have people talking over the top, so it was multi-layered. It was very cool. And the Yogi Bear, I was a bit of a chicken, but the Yogi Bear, the question was, so what would you do if you were in charge? So what would you do if you're in charge?
Oh, God. I don't think I should say. No.
There's not enough censorship.
Actually, no, I'd lace everyone, all the water with LSD.
Oh, haven't we already been there and done that?
Have we?
Oh, in the wartime.
Is that what they did?
Oh, well, Hitler did a whole lot of experiments with the soldiers.
Going down the Hitler route, Jesus. The other one was kill half the population and lace the rest with LSD. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I think the mushrooms, get everyone on mushrooms and smoke more weed and chill out.
I knew you were going to say something involving your green thumb.
I don't know what else I'd do. Abolish money. I think that would solve a lot of problems.
Get back to the way that it used to be.
I don't know how that would work, but.
Exchange with goods and services.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we just need robots to do all the work and then we can just sort of fuck about. Just develop a serious drinking problem. Maybe that might be the way to do it.
Oh, some people are already nailing that, aren't they?
It's going to happen eventually. Well, yeah, it's going to happen eventually. Robots will just do everyone's job for them, and then what are we going to do? They'll have after this like universal basic income thing where you just all get given a certain amount of money so you can pay your rent and whatever. But
okay, if you didn't work, what would you do? If you had all this spare time in the world, what would you do?
I thought
then?
About this, like if I'd won the lottery, and what would I do? I'd start up a little place with like a creative space, and I've talked to Pete about this. We'd start up a little website where we just review gadgets, basically, and just do that shit.
Yeah, cool.
And
oops, sorry about
have a little creative area where people can just come in and just do cool shit. Little gallery space and computers to people to do creative shit and music and all that stuff, and just I don't know, just interact with people and do cool things like that, I think.
So your own little creative commune.
Yeah, kind of something like that, where people either almost like a hot desking sort of thing, so you just either pay for the space or the, you know, whatever, and then I'd have a kitchen set up and just cook random things with just like filming all that, and I don't know, just lots of different things to keep my attention span up. I'd have to have about 5 different activities I could do during the day. So like computer game reviewing, gadget reviewing,
food reviewing,
food cooking,
whiskey reviewing,
whiskey chatting, podcasting, bit of retouching, doing some cool stuff, some photography,
yeah, so essentially
food styling stuff, and just lots of different things, some fitness.
Pursue ultimately a healthy and creative lifestyle.
Essentially, it would be doing what I'm sort of doing now but
full time,
without the annoyance of
the French people
having to work in agencies. No, I like French people, but
something you've joked before about the client,
the French. Oh yeah, the French. They were actually not too bad actually last time, but it's not so much the clients. It's more just it's my slow computer. That's my problem at the moment. And the annoying shit that goes on within an agency. That's what I don't like. So I'd like to just run it all myself.
See, the thing before I got unwell, no one was fast enough for me, and now I'm not fast enough for myself. I'm trying to come to terms with that. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to find the balance.
Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
It really is tricky, trying to learn to be a new person.
Yeah, that is hard.
Yeah, but I loved that Yogi Bear said, so the question again, if people, all of you out there that are listening.
I'm sorry, what I would said you I was going to kill half of you.
What would you do if you were in charge? He said, I would get rid of the people in charge.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, huh?
Yeah. Actually, that is a big fucking problem.
Yes.
I'd put them all on an island somewhere and you go and live
and
the way
test
you just go
things?
And sort your shit out. No, just say off you go. You want to be in charge, you'll go and be in charge together and fuck off.
Yeah.
Corruption. That's why if you get rid of money, that solves all that problem as well.
No, it doesn't, because it would be replaced by something else. Drugs and arms, and there will always be something. you want to be an octopus?
Yeah. Everyone. Everything
will be superseded by something.
Yeah, I think people are the problem. I just wipe
of course
everyone
they
out.
Are.
Just fuck
yeah.
it. Just why let's do you go think wild. I've, anarchy. Oh.
Yeah. Why do you think I've got that delightful four-legged, beautiful
creature.
Ace?
Yeah.
Just chilling,
yeah.
like a big old.
Doggies do help. Makes.
I'd yeah. say it's really helped me.
Yeah,
been
yeah
wonderful.
No, that's good.
He's super cute.
Yeah.
And a real tart.
So. Yeah, no, he likes the attention.
He's a cuddler, yeah.
Straight away, I just went and sat alone, rubbed his tummy for like about 10 seconds, and then I stopped, and he was just like, nah, and just
that's
nuzzled and moved his arm, was like, no.
And then looked at you and tried to reach
it's
you
terrible.
With his nose, yeah, but he's terrible. So old. Delightful. 11 in doggy years, 77 in human years.
It's old, isn't it? Fucking hell.
Human ears?
Human ears, yes. 77 human ears.
Okay, so the first day, on the Wednesdays, so went for 2 weeks, the question was, what does it mean for you to be human? Now that we're talking about, you're talking about what you don't like in people, but for you as a human, what does it mean for you?
I don't know. I don't know. Food.
That's the male answer.
Hey, sex would be a male answer, wouldn't it? I don't know. What does
it would
be
beer,
human?
It would be football, football, food, beer, sex.
Computer games, maybe. Knives.
Oh, back to the killing.
It's like sharpening things.
Funny.
Yeah, I don't know. What does it mean for me to be human? I don't even know. I can't think that deep.
Yes, you can.
I don't know if I can.
Yes,
I don't know what
can.
That means. Like, what is it? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I like cars and knives and food.
Okay, so for you, it's about materialism.
Yeah, I'm shallow.
You are pretty fucking materialistic, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I like well-made things.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like cheap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd get rid of value shops if I was in charge. There you go. Cheap stuff. Actually, to be honest, I wouldn't, because I've been going there a lot recently because I'm fucking broke. So Target all the way.
Oh, yeah. Target.
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 Or Kmart.
I've got to go there and get a Wonder Woman outfit.
Oh,
I'm going to be Wonder Woman for Halloween.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still stumped on that question. What does it mean for me to be human? I don't know.
Do you think it's... a good thing to be a human?
I like cooking for people. What does that mean?
So that means that you like to share. And you like to engage with people. And you like to be creative.
Yeah, I like to be creative and I like to share my food.
Don't you think it's important to...
But then I get a bit tired of people after a while. I've got very short attention span with that sort of stuff. So it's really difficult to get that balance right. I think. Like, I can take it to a certain point, and then it's like, no, I just need to be by myself for a bit.
You're an introvert. You get tired.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is, and that's okay. That's fine. And that's about knowing your limits. But still, that's, I think.
To meet someone who's either also like that or understands that I'm like that.
Mm.
That's the tricky bit that I found.
It is, yeah.
True. Mm. I don't know.
And yeah, I get that. And it's been interesting, as I was saying before, for me, with how my lifestyle has changed so much. It's a bit gung-ho with everything. Now I can't do much. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Yeah, it's tricky. But no, I thought about it. I wrote down an answer. Because I was thinking. I think we're really lucky to be humans because we are actually empowered to make informed and considered decisions about things that are going to affect our environment, the people that we're with, our own livelihood. So we're lucky to have that. We're much luckier than animals. Animals don't have a choice in certain situations. We've got a...
it's a lot easier for them. Or maybe it isn't, though. I don't know.
Depends how they're treated.
They can't play PlayStation, though. But they don't have lots of debt.
Sleeping all day.
Sounds all right.
Woken up.
When you get bored, though, I don't know. Dog,
only woken bored. Up to for food.
Pat and some food. And
food and just go out and... Yeah.
I think I'd prefer to be wild, though, maybe. Well, it's a bit more hardcore out there.
it's a jungle out there.
It is a jungle out there. I don't know. That's a tricky one.
But that's what's interesting about watching.
But no, it's a very deep point.
I can't think
that deep. Like
yes,
that.
You can.
I think you
have
need to get me
past.
Stoned to ask me these questions and then I'll come out with some stuff. But hopefully not so much killing half the population and sharpening my knives. But
well, the Sunday question was about art and could you survive without creativity? And we've already answered that. I've written, look at this.
No.
No.
Yeah, it's a simple fucking answer. Not a fucking chance.
Uppercase exclamation point.
I feel like, yeah, it's weird. My creativity has branched out from when it used to just be, I guess, painting. And then it's branched out into all these other areas now, like writing and doing this and cooking driving, I guess. Sort of, maybe not, but it's got to be in there somewhere.
A creative driver.
Even like with my knives.
You did get here pretty quickly, like I have to say.
Traffic was terrible. Even with my knives, like the sharpening, just like learning that skill. Maybe that's what it means for me to be a human, is being able to learn specific skills, maybe. Or like
definitely, that is to your benefit to survive.
That aspect of getting good at something, so whether it's sharpening knives or my fitness or my retouching or my cooking or even my driving, like how to drive a manual car properly, it's a whole art form in itself,
of course.
Just everything like that,
yeah, about maybe that's being it, able to apply yourself to be a better version of yourself.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's a striving for perfection, even though you'll probably never find it, but it's always good to aim. You can always improve everything. There's always a better way to do it or something that you can improve upon, I think.
But also being open to other people, what they've got to offer, because they've got a different way.
Yeah. No, I agree. You need to be open.
I can see your eyes, knives.
Yeah. No, you need to be open to learning new things, and because everyone knows something different, I suppose. And like, even with, for instance, the cooking and stuff, I'll pick stuff up from people who maybe aren't the best cooks, but they'll do something and I'll be like, oh, that's cool. Or, they cook something a certain way or add a certain flavour to something and I'm like, oh, that's good.
Mm.
Or with retouching, they do something slightly differently or use the programme a certain way and you're like, oh, that's interesting. So I think you have to be open to that side of things for sure.
Definitely.
You know, I joke about not being, but you definitely do.
I know.
Because there's always ways to improve, like fitness and everything.
Everything.
Because everyone's got a different take on it. And
as we grow, we learn, don't we?
Hopefully, yeah.
Well, if you're open to it.
Yeah. And not to be too proud, that's important.
Big time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, or stubborn. Well, I am a bit stubborn.
Oh, so am I.
But yeah, I think pride and stubbornness is a bit different, I think. But it does fall quite closely.
Well, it does, because it can inhibit.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so that's an interesting one. So that's why I'm trying to keep open-minded with maybe getting a housemate at some point, rather than me being stubborn and saying, no, I don't want that. I'm going to try and do it without, which I will try, but I will be open to it if it has to happen.
See, so. Already so hesitant.
Hesitant.
Oh, I keep kicking the table. Yeah,
that's why you need one of those shock mounts. Oh, yeah, Jesus, they're massive.
I'm trying to break them in so I can... I've had them for years. I got them in Barcelona circa 2000 and I forgot about them.
They're massive. They are huge. Like platform shoes.
Well, they are platform shoes. Oh, right, yeah. But they're the old school... Oh, it's hurting my back to lift my leg.
Yeah, they lift up. You need to make them lighter.
Oh, that's good for the...
Get your quads going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What other questions? I like these.
It is good. You know what I'm going to do? I think we should dedicate one podcast for that.
Yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, yeah. We still haven't done that.
No,
yeah.
It's on my desktop. I haven't even read it.
Get me stained for that one, though.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, are they?
Yeah. Okay, so the... What would you change about your community?
My community?
You'd get rid of everyone.
Well, the aeroplanes above my house. That's not actually that bad.
The people.
The community's all right. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think it could improve?
I haven't really been there long enough. Do you mean my community?
I think society overall.
Society.
Society and your yeah, well, that's society. It's broader, your community.
I think, again, the...
Your friends, your community can be your friends. It can be the place that you live at.
People are just very rushed and angry about a lot of things.
That's right.
You notice that with the commute to work and stuff. It just seems... That's why I think the giving everyone mind-altering drugs thing is probably quite a valid point, because I think that would just make everyone love each other a bit more and realise what's important and what isn't. And
well, that's it. I think there needs to be a lot more isn't really patience, tolerance, acceptance.
I just dice everyone with CBD constantly. I think that would actually solve a lot of problems.
There needs to be more. What's happened to all the kindness in the world?
Well, yeah.
It's society.
Well, that is... No, it is true. But it is out there. But
it is definitely out there.
Yeah, it is out there. You can't let it affect you too much thinking that it isn't, because it is out there. But it can get to you and think it isn't, and then you just get all grumpy and think, oh, fuck it.
Well, you get sad.
Fuck everyone.
Yeah. But I think those things... And what about integration? I think there's in communities, a community is an entity. So you've got all these separate communities, and if people integrated, that would be nicer.
There's always the people always have to sort of take a side. Like, you're this own, like, whether it's the whole meat eaters and vegan thing, or if it's your sports team in the more literal sense, or if it's religion, or if it's, you know, whatever, even if certain fitness things, or even nutrition is huge, like, oh, I'm paleo, or I do a keto diet, or I only eat meat, or I only eat vegetables, I only eat blah, blah, blah. There's always a side, and people shut themselves off to other ideas because they're so sort of caught up in that one thing. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to be open to all this, you know, bettering yourself, and there's maybe other ways to do it, you know, I don't know. And that happens a lot, and I think that causes a lot of the problems. Even people who drive a certain car, they'll side with people who drive the same car, as opposed to, oh, you drive a fucking Peugeot, fuck you. And, you know, although that is kind of true, Peugeot drivers don't know how to drive.
At least they've got a car.
Yeah, true.
A lot of people don't have a car. No. But a lot of people have cars that don't need cars.
Yeah. Well, like me with two.
Your family wagon.
I even contemplated selling them in the other day.
Oh, sweetheart.
Times are tough. Yeah. No, it's
at
not
least
that.
You've
it's
got that there as collateral.
Well, it's an asset. And I was like, I could just, but it's like, it only just pays off the little bit of debt I've got. And it's like, well, I can just take my time and pay that off. So
yeah.
It's sort of like, well, it doesn't really matter. I prefer to have the car.
So did you drive one or both on the weekend?
Both, actually. Oh, I went to drive the Mini to buy all my Saturday stuff. I thought, I'll go in the Mini, it'll be fun. Fucking battery's dead. So I had to get a new fucking battery. Fuck.
Hold on, we thought that was going to happen after your holiday, though.
Yeah, and it, amazing it didn't. And then I drove it a bit and then didn't drive it for 2 weeks because it's been fucking raining constantly and I don't take it out in the wet anymore. Mm. And then it was like the first sunny day we had on Saturday. So I was like,
oh, yesterday it was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'd, there was risk of rain. If there's risk of rain, I won't take it out. But yeah, the fucking battery was dead. I was like, oh, fuck. So I had to get a new battery for it, which was very annoying.
Did you go and pick that up in your other car?
No, because I'm a member of the NRMA. And I was like, well, actually, wait a minute. They can, so I phoned them up and they just send someone out for free to check your car and they check it all. And he's like, yeah, battery's dead. Here's the proof, blah, blah, blah. Everything else is all right, which is good.
Ooh.
But so, and they just sell your battery. It's like, oh, sweet. So it was a lot easier.
First world problems.
Yeah. But I will say this, the NRMA were very good. I recommend it. It was awesome. They came out literally exactly when I asked them to. I was like, I'm out at the minute, but come in an hour or out 2 hours, and they're like, fine. And they would literally arrive, bang on. And yeah, it was very good. So I recommend the NRMA if you have a car or something. I don't know.
Oh. Broomstick. So I'm going to put up a post about this exhibition that we went to.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, the guy.
I do like the questions. They're cool. They're interesting questions.
Yeah, so each day people offered their insights and your face would appear. So we waited around till Yogi Bear's face was up on the one of the faces.
And talking one of the answers. As
yes,
it,
was.
Yeah,
it was cool. So much fun. It did the immersiveness, the interaction, and visually and the audio, it was all brilliant.
I do like the interaction with art stuff. I think that's a very cool thing.
I was watching a couple of the videos today. So the way he's described himself, he's a fellow who's I chatted to him for a bit because I recognised his face from the one of the initial videos that I watched. He lives up in the Blue Mountains and has travelled around. In America for a bit, and so it's called Lumiphonic Creative Creature Choir. I apologize. So it's a unique multimedia performance where a group of musicians and audience members both play, trigger, and interact live with a giant 12-headed audio visual instrument. How cool is that?
Mm,
it's really different.
Cool.
And there's actually one which was in New York and it's got these opera or choir singers and he's playing, he's got a mask on, looks quite alien-like, and he's playing on a keyboard and he's triggering off the heads to sing it different times and whatnot, and he's actually got a person singing on stage as well.
That's cool.
It's very different. We loved it. I was too chicken to get there and sit there and be filmed and say my bit.
Yeah, the confidence thing is plays a part in that sort of stuff, doesn't it?
That's right.
I was going to ask you, what did you think of the Banksy thing? Did you hear about that?
No.
Oh, okay. So Banksy did a framed painting of the girl with the balloon, you know, the really famous one.
Mm-hmm.
And he painted it, made a frame, and I don't know what happened, whether he donated it to someone or how it worked, or he donated it to a gallery or whatever it was, but he always said, you're not allowed to resell this. This is for whoever it is.
A gift.
And so it went up to auction. Sotheby's somehow got hold of it and put it up to auction. Got sold for £1 million. Literally, and it was up
I'm
on
speechless.
It was up on the wall in Sotheby's on this thing as they were showing it and all the people there. And as he hit the hammer and went, sold, £1 million, blah, 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 it shredded itself. He'd set up this frame with a shredder in it, so if ever it got sold, he could activate the thing, and it just went down through
the
shredder.
That?
And yeah, and it shredded itself. And everyone was like, and they rushed to the thing and pulled it off the wall, and they were like, oh,
maximum
God.
Respect.
Yeah, but it only went halfway, which is weird. So it looked really cool. So I don't know if that was the idea. So literally half of it's there. You can just see the balloon. And the rest is just all in these like shredded bits of...
So that could be a bit of a message as well. balloon freedom.
It's weird how it stopped at that point.
Basically, this piece of work can't be bought by anyone. It's been let go.
Well, no, but now it's actually, they reckon it's worth more. It's ridiculous.
Well, because of the controversy.
Yeah, and because now everyone's heard about it, and now it's this half shredded thing in this frame.
He's probably sitting in his lounge room, damn it, technology.
No matter what I do, I'm a brilliant artist. Everyone was like that, and just that,
£1 million. That whole Who's thing. Got that sort of money?
Well, this woman, but she's keeping it, and she's like, "Well, it's probably worth more now," so she's just keeping it.
Oh my goodness.
But the whole thing, it was just amazing. It was like, oh, Banksy is just a fucking genius. Like, it was amazing.
That's very cool.
It was like,
I love that.
And some people in the Sotheby's thing were just in hysterics, just laughing. It was amazing. The serious people there were like in
mortified.
Shock.
Mortified.
Like, oh my God, what the fuck?
That's so good. And
they reckon he was either there or he had someone there or something.
I would have had someone there.
Like someone just pushed the button.
No one knows who he is still, do they?
No, no.
He's the most elusive. There's rumours
about him, but it's mad. Very cool. But it was amazing. Like look it up on, there'll be a YouTube thing.
Yeah, we'll throw the link up. I'll write it down and I'll pop
it was amazing. It's so good.
Thanks. And there's a video
of him making the frame and showing you how he did it and stuff. So,
of course.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. I was like, oh, it's just amazing. But
I've just been reading about local stuff, doing local things local dogs.
Yeah, nice. There was also something I was going to say. Good Mythical Morning, guys.
I haven't been watching it. No,
it's been good. There's been some good ones. Give them a watch. They're trialing a live show, but just them. It's like a music show because they started off really doing musician stuff, and they always write these cool songs. So they thought we're going to try.
They've got good voices, haven't
they?
Yeah.
So they're going to they're trying just a live music show now, with like comedy songs essentially.
Okay.
So they did a show a few days ago, and it was a first come first serve. We're going to be at this venue, seats this many people. Come down, get a ticket and come in. And it was like sell out. They had to turn people away. It was so popular.
It would have been ridiculous.
And it was just them saying, look, we're going to try this out. We don't know what's going to happen. We're just going to sit on stage with our guitars and play our set and see what happens and interact a bit and stuff. And apparently it went really well. And yeah, so that could be their next live show as a music thing. So
was that one of their things, a song about a sausage?
Possibly. Yeah. Have you watched their YouTube Red series? There's Buddy System.
No.
Yeah, so they've got. You'd have to get YouTube Red to watch it, but it's quite funny. It's just them. It's think of it like it's not a sitcom. It's not a sketch show. It's like each episode is. It's just them. The first season, it's them playing themselves, just doing really stupid, just getting up to really stupid stuff. And then the second season, they're playing different characters, and it's really weird. Like, it's super weird, like, far out, crazy comedy stuff. But pretty good, though, I think. But they previewed, like, 2-3 episodes, one of the first season, one of the second season, so you can kind of get a vibe for it.
Buddy System.
Buddy System, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
So I've written down Buddy System, and then my dyslexia has kicked in. I've written Red Tube, which is the other...
Red Tube.
Channel.
Oh, yeah.
So I think we'll just do a little whoopsie.
YouTube Red.
Ring a ding ding.
The Buddy System on Red Tube. It's totally different could come up.
Yeah, if you want a quick one.
You were like, why has Tim told me about this?
Timmy Filthy.
Yeah, what's going on? What could Buddy System be in the porn world? I think it would be some sort of gay porn.
Bummy System.
Yeah. Buddy System. I think some sort of tag team sort of thing going on or something. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. So, not Red Tube, YouTube Red. But it's very funny. So, if you have YouTube Red, check it out. If you don't, then you can watch a free preview of the first episode of each season. So, I think so anyway. Yeah. It's quite good. But full production, like YouTube basically pay them. And they're actually now, they were talking about this on their podcast the other day, they're now. Essentially, YouTube are paying them to make the show, so they're not paid on ad revenue as much. They still get that a bit, but they basically have been paid, given a budget by YouTube, and saying, "Here's however many million dollars, you make your show and still do whatever the fuck you want, but here's just money."
How are we going to do that?
Well, we got to start filming. Really, that's the first step.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get to that. Like, there aren't many people that do that, that have that. You need to be up in the millions of viewers. And actually, they were talking about this burnout problem with YouTube at the moment. And all the top YouTube stars are basically, they can't handle posting constantly, well, as they have been doing. And that's the only way to get up the system.
Of course. And I've noticed, I think it's absolutely insane how much all the social media platforms have advanced now with the interaction, live videos, and you're interacting. You're not just being viewed on a video, you're interacting with people. And
it's mad.
People want content. Exhausting.
I mean, there's a YouTube star called Jacksepticeye, who's this like gaming guy, and he's got like 20 million subscribers. Wow. That's huge.
I think you've spoken.
Yeah, about and he's such before. A nice guy. Look, you just can tell he's just a really good dude. And he's had to stop basically for a while. He just came on and just said, look, I can't do this anymore. He's been putting up 5 videos a day for 3 years, literally every day. And he was like, at one point he said he was in his house for 2 weeks, never didn't leave, just from working, doing this show. And because the only way to really get successful in YouTube is to be, it's getting regular upload times and every day if you can. So it's this consistent, that's how you start going up in the algorithm, essentially, so that your videos get put into the right places so people see them and click on them, and then you get subscribers and
all time zones.
Yeah, and you know, so you have to, and it's a huge pressure. And then if you even take 2 days off, you'll go down the rating in the algorithm, and then you won't get as many views, and then you'll have to work to get back up there, and it's just fucking crazy. So it's a big commitment to do it, but
it,
and there's so many people doing it now because they're trying to all become the next big YouTube star. That,
well, that's it. Everyone wants to work from home, but it's not as glamorous as
people think. No, it's not at all. It's still the same shit.
It's actually probably worse.
Well, and it's only you most of the time, so because it's just people filming themselves doing stuff, so you don't get the interaction. That's why, even though work for me is a bit annoying sometimes, it's such a great place to work because of the people that you just kind of put up with the annoying shit sometimes.
Well, that's what I miss, is the people.
Yeah, it's that interaction.
Really?
Yeah.
And a bit of madness and the fun.
You should do your doggy looking after thing and you take them into offices and get the interaction, and then the people interact with the dogs and you get to interact with the people. And then you go on to a different office and blah, 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 and you just go around and charge them, you know, however much each time.
Love tax.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. You almost call it like a motivational, de-stressing
companionship,
you know, half an hour or something. You just come in and walk around the office. So
you know what they've done, which
idea.
I didn't get to talk about last time.
Start a business. Let's do that.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it. They have actually started at the international airport.
Well, actually, I should say to people that copyright, if anyone tries to steal that idea, because it's on the internet now. So we've claimed that.
Hashtag
does
fuck
it,
off.
Does that work like that?
Leave our shit alone.
Yeah. Oh, hashtag Timmy Foodie Saturday. I'm starting that.
I'll do hashtag unicorn says get pickled.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, there's a program called Embark Program at the international airport. So the American Airlines and the Assistance Dogs of Australia have teamed up to make travel less stressful. I don't know about you, but I don't relax until I'm on the plane taking off.
Yeah, for me it's once I'm
through
check-in,
customs,
through security, and then I'm in the duty-free and I can look at whiskey and stuff, then I can chill out a bit. But
I chill out a bit, however,
things can delay.
Even when you're on the plane, I've been delayed for an hour and a half of, Virgin Richard.
Yeah, I just fly with Qantas. It seems to work out all right for me. People have bad experiences with them, but anyway.
No, they're good.
Food's all right.
Yeah. So they do it 2 times a week, and they have the doggies there from 7 till 9 from Tuesday and Thursday mornings. So
that's cool.
You can go there and
that's the international.
Yeah, wow. How good is that?
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that. And did you? You don't watch TV, do you?
Not so much. No.
I'm going to put a link up. There's this gorgeous kid. I think he's in rural New South Wales. We're on Community Cuddles now, and his name's Max, and he's got his own Facebook page called Max's Chickens, and he loves chickens so much, and he's raising money for a charity. So what he's made these little chickenies.
Chickenies.
Chickenies with chickens.
And it, how do you get that on a chicken?
Oh, there's photos.
Difficult. I imagine that's quite challenging.
But he makes them himself. He asked his mum for a sewing machine. He said, I love the chickens. I think they'd like to be dressed up. What a sweet... What a sweet little darling.
I bet you get the vegan parade getting on that, saying it's cruelty to dress a chicken up in a chicken bikini. I bet you would. Angry vegans. That's what we'll scrub off the fucking list for a start if I'm in charge. We'll start with them. Yeah, I shouldn't be put in charge.
Hey, my niece went to the candy museum, the dessert museum in Brisbane. Photos of her in the giant gumball machine.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. And on the swing in the fairy floss room, she had such a blast.
Yeah, that sounds
absolutely
cool.
Loved it. So we'll have to go.
And did we establish if you can? Do you get little sweet treats as you go round, or how have they done that, or?
I asked her, but she said, I don't know. That's her favourite response. Oh, okay. How was school? I don't know. What did you do today? I don't know. What would you like to do when I come and see you? Drawing, swimming, everything. Nice. Okay, well, I better get some whiz fizz to keep me up with your kids. So. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's coming in February. That's going to be a lot of fun. They have, in the photos I saw that on the wall, they've got Whiz Fizz and fairy floss in bags. So I don't know if you get to grab that those, or it's actually props. Mm. But you know what? I say fuck the police. So let's eat the props.
If they're edible, yeah. Surely they're there for, they've been put there to eat, well, I guess, haven't they? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Snack attack.
Worth a try.
Yeah. You can only get kicked out. Thing,
exactly.
But she had an absolute blast. She loved it.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Oh, super fun. Okay.
Yeah, nice. How are we doing? We've probably...
Hour and 18.
Oh, yeah, we're probably at a good point, aren't we?
Oh, I was going to
Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because we're going to be off for a few weeks. Three weeks,
yeah. I would like to talk about... Oh, I went to Danling's... opening.
I was going to actually talk about it. I saw that on Instagram, what she was doing with that. Mundane Matters on Instagram.
Yes, and basically a message of hope, and she's created this beautiful art installation out of...
Sort of hanging balls and stuff. It looked really intricate to do that. Precision, must have been
the precision. I will show you some photos. Absolutely incredible the way that it was put together. Mind-blowingly good.
Yeah.
You can view from below... Our best view is from upstairs on level 2. Okay. Yeah. We took Sugar in with us. Doggy. Put her in a little cooler bag and just had her head popping nice. Out. She was so cute. But, 2 years in the making. They had volunteers that work for this company that goes and collects all the debris, all the plastics that's washed up from the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, and they created this installation and fantastic. So she's going to, that's on there till the end of October at the Customs House in Circular Quay, and it's going to be travelling around to create awareness about us to recycle, reuse. There was another R. Can't remember.
Recycle, reuse, rejuvenate?
No. I'm going to have to refer to my notes. How bad is that? I think I'm a little bit...
Rectangulate? It's not even a word.
No. Reduce.
Reduce. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
but it does. I don't know cool. What's wrong with us.
I've been trying to be... I tell you what I've noticed. Living by myself, I make hardly any waste in terms of rubbish bin stuff at all. It's mad. I realise my... healthy lifestyle vegan housemates were the culprits of all the rubbish in my house.
Really?
Yeah, because like my recycling thing, it's barely anything in it, and because I don't really use a lot of packaged stuff because I just buy fresh things and
of course
stuff like that. And then my rubbish, I'm doing one tiny little bag a week.
Do you recycle your soft plastics?
Yeah, everything I can recycle I do. Yeah, like great. Lycon's really good. They've got a You get an there's a yellow bin and a blue bin and a green bin and a other bin.
What's that sound?
Which you don't get in other places. I don't know. aeroplane. Yeah, so yeah, I just realised. Yeah, so I'm quite good with all that, I think. So,
same. Yeah.
And I think the key
is... And once again, that goes back to you being a human and you actually being empowered to make decisions that are going to have a positive impact on your environment and other people. That's one of the things that I was thinking of before.
Yeah, no, it's a good point.
Did I just lose your train of thought? Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Railroaded.
I was talking about rubbish. No. Okay. With my whole point with nutrition as well is to eat healthily and your balanced diet, and people get really complicated about, oh, you should eat this, you shouldn't eat this, and blah, 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 and it gets really complicated. But my main point I tell to people is always try not to buy food that's in any sort of packaging, because if it's in a pack of some sort, it's generally fucking bad for you, pretty much. Like, whether it's flour or pasta or a tin of something or a jar of sauce or, you know, all those sort of things generally have bad shit in them, mm-hmm. to keep them preserved or mm-hmm. sugars or whatever it is. Although I know I'm saying this when I've got a range of sauces coming out. But,
no, but yours don't have preservatives in them.
No. I mean, so, and also by doing that, not only are you eating healthily because you're cooking food from scratch, essentially, without buying these pre-made things. So not only are you getting the benefit of the health side of it, but also you've got a lot less waste in terms of packaging and all that kind of stuff, because you're buying a head of broccoli without any packaging around it, or some beans, or not baked beans, but green beans. And, you know, stuff like that. So it has an extra, well, it's just like a roll-on effect. So not only are you eating more healthily and you're in better shape, but you're creating a lot less waste as well, or a lot less garbage.
What is weird bananas being put on a polystyrene tray and then wrapped in plastic when they've already got a skin on them?
I know, it's ridiculous.
It just does not make sense.
I've noticed with organic stuff, they always have to almost package it in something to keep it separate. And it's like, well, wait a minute, the whole point of getting organic things is because you want food that's better for you and it tastes better and supposedly better, more environmentally better, and then you put it wrapped in all this plastic that can't be recycled, like the polystyrene thing and a cling film top. You can't recycle that. So
nonsensical.
It's rubbish. Yeah. So you have to, and the key of that is go and shop at a greengrocer's, your local greengrocer, because you get all your food in a cardboard box that they've put something else in, so you're recycling that. And you don't have any, it's just all loose. So you just chuck it in and off you go. So,
well, that's what Harris Farmer all over it.
Yeah.
They've got their, what do they call it? The abnormal.
Yeah, like the
rejected fruit.
Fucked up fruit.
Yeah, that's what it should be called, fucked up fruit. You pop that in a netted bag.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I saw it the other day. I was like, that's brilliant. And then they just empty it into your bag.
And then they empty it into your paper bag, which I use. I've got one over there, which I'm using for my recycling. Yeah. Take it downstairs, fold it up, put it in my bag, because I generally put the rubbish out and then go for a walk. Mm. I've used that one I've got over there three times.
Yeah, it's great.
That's really good. And they say on the front, reuse.
Yeah. Now, the Harris Farm, that's who I want to target to sell my sauce with them.
Because I think you do really well there.
Yeah. Have I told you about the new Harris Farm in Leichhardt yet?
No.
Oh, my fucking God.
There's Norton Street Festival coming up.
Ah, okay. That'd be good.
Yeah. I can't remember if it's this weekend or next weekend. We'll put a link up.
A lot of people, but I might go along. I might go with Pete and his little boy.
I think it's on next weekend. There's another couple of festivals on this weekend that I'll talk about.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm going to let you talk about the Leichhardt Harris Farm.
It's not the most interesting topic, but I will just say it's fucking amazing. It's really big. They've just revamped it. Like, it was some other sort of fruit and veg shop. They took that over, extended it out, and it's like one of their new concept stores. So it's kind of how they're all going to be from now on. And it's just amazing. There's so much amazing produce in there. And then there's these little sections of, there's like a dry cured meat section and just like a separate, it's like these people rent the space in there and they come in and they've got this amazing produce and they sell all their dry cured meats and stuff, and there's another guy who does cheeses and like literally handmade mozzarella balls.
It's what the Provador was like, the Four Villages.
It's fucking amazing. And then like roast chickens and then nuts, a whole cheese section.
Coffee, bread.
It's amazing. And they're really, really nicely, freshly made bread and pastries.
And isn't that the best, because
it's so good.
No one can specialise and do everything really well, so you specialise in something generally, don't you?
Yeah.
So it's wonderful to have a place like that where you've got
it's really good, mini specialists
that are doing the best.
They can go in there in that little space
and you're going to get the three most quality product from every area, these people that are doing doing the greatest they can.
It's very cool.
It is great. And it's, the Four Villages, amazing. And that space has been empty for ages. They've gone back over the bridge, and I'm so sad. I mean, I've saved a lot of money. However, I was willing to pay the extra money to have the super fresh produce and amazing cheeses and beautiful flowers and amazing coffee. And they had a butcher in there and a fishmonger, and it was
It's just missed. It's so good. So yeah, I'm very pleased. Literally moved there, and a week later they opened up this brand new Harris Farm. It's just fucking brilliant. So,
woohoo.
And it's walkable as well, which is even better. So
just get yourself a granny trolley.
Yeah, well, I like to use it as a workout. So buy slightly too much stuff and then have to carry it home. So I find that quite a good little additional workout thing.
I used to do that when I was living in St. Peter's, and I'd go to Marrickville and I'd walk back. And one day I thought, I've got to weigh this 20 kilos I carry.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets really tiring. It's like doing that sort of
I used to be able to do it, though. Just strong little.
Yeah.
Give you an arm wrestle in a year or two.
Yeah, give it a year or two, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, it's, yeah, Leichhardt's good for that. I was a bit worried because there was only like a Coles and a Woolies there, but actually now there's that Harris Farm.
That's
good.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's very cool. So if you're in Leichhardt or in the area, or go and check it out, because it is very cool. It was just amazing. And you will spend lots of money, so watch out. I went for milk and spent $50 on just other shit. So,
Oh, so it's the IKEA of the food world.
Oh, it's fucked. Yeah, I went to IKEA the other day, actually.
Oh, good.
I went to go and get a chopping board.
Yeah, okay. How much did you spend?
I completely forgot to get the chopping board. I got a couple of new lights instead. Although I've got some nice little cute little lights for the podcasting room.
Okay.
For the table. You know how it's quite dark in there with that lamp. So I've got two nice little cute little lights, which are cool. So that'll be for us if we're, you know, need some more light.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another one of those long standy uppy ones for the lounge, so that's symmetrical.
You were just born to shop, darling.
Yeah, well, that was quite cheap, and I wanted to get that other light for the lounge.
IKEA's great. I love it. And Kmart, it's brilliant.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Really good. Let's talk about two things that are happening.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk about one thing that I've been to very briefly at the National Art School, which is in Darlinghurst. I'd love to go and study there.
I would as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, though.
That would just be an investment, though, wouldn't it? How soul-enriching.
I know, it would be cool. Oh. Yeah. Well, it's better if you're a citizen than if I had to pay, it'd be like five times as much.
So right.
Once I'm a citizen, I might do it. But,
yeah. Mm. Oh. That's just triggered thoughts about the stuff that have been in the media about people being rejected because they're gay and in schools.
Oh,
but
God,
we'll talk.
I do not like this new Prime Minister dude. He seems like a bit of a cunt.
Well, he is. He's a Hillsong hoo-ha. And
I don't like him. I don't like.
Well, there's.
Hopefully he'll get voted out soon. I don't know how he got in. I don't get how you do this. You put this guy in and he hasn't been voted in. It's happened like four times. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh,
that's
a whole other conversation.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
it's wearing me out.
Get into that, but,
so let's go.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not a nice guy, I don't think.
No. But I think a lot of politicians have agendas. But let's not get political.
See, that's why I want to ship him out to an island. See.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. And they can just send them off with some sharp knives.
Yeah.
Because all the knives they've got right now are probably blunt from stabbing each other in the back.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. The National Art School has got this beautiful exhibition on at the moment, and it goes until Saturday the 27th. It's open from 11 till 5 every day, and what they're showcasing is 50 artists that studied at the the art school, but they're still practicing. Oh, cool. And they're celebrating and exhibiting artworks, the earliest being from 1947 right until this year. And I didn't love it. There's something there for everyone.
It must be quite varied if going for that period of time.
Correct. Loved it. It was great. Really loved it. And so that's free, so you just wander around. And did that this weekend. There's the William Street Festival in Paddington, which I always love. And they open up the whole street. There's retailers. Cool. It's beautiful, especially on a sunny day. Paddington's beautiful. So that's 11:30 till 10 p.m. Food, shopping, live music. They're opening up. There's a reserve there, James Cook Reserve for the Munchkins. Oh, I guess fence it and keep the animals in there. Yeah. Throw them some Red Bulls and some, what are those, Listerine sticks? that'd be fun. There's an art section. The whole street comes alive and it's really lovely atmosphere. And on Sunday, there's the Marrickville Festival, which there are two highlights there. Liz Martin Band, she's a beautiful singer. She's got the voice of an angel. She's incredibly talented, played lots of different instruments. I'll throw up some of her music. Yeah, okay. But King Tide, that when you came in today, I had that.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, so that's cool. Roots and reggae beats, and they've been around since 2005, and they've got 16 members in their band. They're really sensational live. They started off jamming at the Bondi Beach Hotel.
Ah, okay, cool.
As a regular thing, and
have just gone from there.
Yeah, strength to strength. It's a beautiful thing.
That's cool. I love stories like that. It kind of inspires you to keep going at your own passions and keep.
But that's right. Everyone starts at the bottom, don't they?
Yeah. So with my sources, I'm a bit daunted at the moment of what do I do now? Like, I've shared it around to people at work and I can give it to a few friends, but then it's like taking that next step and actually pushing it onto it.
Well, you've got
people that are going to sell it. So I guess it's
a confidence
thing, I think.
But you follow up. And I think you're onto the right thing by approaching small businesses.
Yeah.
And seeing how they sell, and that's how you're going to start. And you're
gonna
flourish.
It is inspirational to see other people doing stuff like that, or like you say, with the band. Or, you know, I met this person in Harris Farm who's a baker, and she started just doing that, and it grew and grew and grew, and now she's selling her stuff in Harris Farm. So it's really interesting.
There's this cheese shop on.
Ooh. Horn beeping.
Wow, that's a good microphone to pick that up.
Yeah.
There's this cheese shop on Crown Street, and I love all the cheese in there. Actually, one day I was walking past going to work, and they just left all the cheese out the front of the building, and I thought, that's a huge mistake with me in the house.
For anyone to take.
Yes, these big wheels of cheese. Jesus. That they use in those competitions, you know, rolling the wheel of cheese down the hill and chasing it. Yeah, bring it on. I mean, you wouldn't have to worry about any osteoporosis. But I just wanted to bring it up because it's a story like that yours is going to be, which the fellow behind the counter who was the owner, I chatted away to him, went for a cheese and wine session, and he said he started out merely at one market with one cheese. And now he's importing all these incredible cheeses from overseas, and it's been there for years.
Yeah, that's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So that'll be you, buddy.
Yeah, I just got to keep going.
You do? Persevere? And I've got to start doing things, don't I?
Get your podcast going.
Yes, and my pots and things. Yeah.
Yeah, the pots definitely, and your podcast definitely.
Podcast,
yes. It's hard for us to keep it weekly, but I think for what you talk about, it's important, I think, because you could easily do twice a week, once a week, talking about this stuff, and a lot of people will find it interesting and want to know about it. And I mean, not me, But
gee, thanks. And yeah. I love it. I said to Yogi Bear, I said, oh, I've got to research. He said, well, how long does that take? And I said, I actually do research.
No, you do. You do a great job. I mean, it's really interesting for me to, you know, it's getting me thinking, oh, well, maybe I should actually be more sociable.
Yeah, but have
get
you?
Out and do stuff. I haven't yet, no, but I'm thinking about it. So it's a if you can get you know me to go out.
You
and
know
do
what
things,
I think we should do? Start doing excursions.
We should take the mic and yeah.
Yeah, we should go to. I say, we should go to the calyx and see
be good. The calyx would
the
be good.
Carnivorous plants.
Yeah, I need to get some of them in my house.
You do, and I think John Russell you would thoroughly enjoy because of your painting style.
Yeah. Even some of the music stuff, actually, like some of the music would be definitely interesting.
Well, King Tide.
So, yeah, exactly. So
but that's your type of beats?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We just have to keep persisting and eventually it'll rub off on me.
I'll just start pinching you.
Maybe,
there's this guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but he's a musician guy that I get along with quite well. And I'd tease him quite a bit. And he would pinch me, but pinch with a twist. I said, the fuck was that? Because it really hurt and it came out a big well.
Yeah.
He said it's called the motivator. I said, I do it to my children.
Yeah.
So it was an ongoing joke when I was on Facebook, hashtag motivator. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
All right.
All right, cool. Well, we'll chat to everyone soon. So back in a few weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Excursions and things. But I might put something up. I might just chat some shit and put it up.
Chat some shit. Chit-chat.
Chit-chat. Chit-chat.
Chat hard. Yeah. Did you watch that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well.